sunset.
You have to step up from the door well so the door will close, please.
Step up.
There's only room for like a couple more.
And now we'll head west to San Francisco's Ocean Beach, where hundreds of people gathered over the weekend to tidy things up. The annual California Coastal Cleanup is the state's largest annual volunteer event, drawing tens of thousands of participants. This year, it was scheduled for Saturday from 9 to noon, almost exactly coinciding with a surprising downpour that drenched the Bay Area. Part of the cleanup took place where Golden Gate Park meets the Pacific Ocean, close to where our executive news editor Ben Trefney lives. So he grabbed a recorder and his umbrella and headed out to the beach.
All right, I am walking in along the sand up over the sand dune at Judah Street inside the Great Highway. If I didn't have this umbrella with me, I'd be able to see the ocean. And I'll tip it back up so I can see. And it is stormy.
My name is Eli Sadler. I'm with oceanhealth.org. I feel like I had a really great turnout. I've been site captain here for, I think, 6 or 7 years now. And pretty comparable, despite the weather. It's really wonderful to see how many people were brave enough to come out here and help out, even though the weather is less than ideal.
Yeah, my name is Doug French. I'm an intern over at the National Park Service. I think it's too bad that the weather was as is. It's been rainy pretty much the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I stepped in like this huge puddle. I was like, great. My name is Taylor Hill. I live in Vallejo. I work for the Department of Public Works. My grandma lives like 2 blocks away, so I was like, Grandma, can I get some socks? Yeah.
There was talk about seeing maybe some debris from Japan from the tsunami. Did you see much or any of that?
I personally haven't seen any. One of the hard things about especially plastic debris is that it's drifting around the whole ocean over and over again. And so you might see something that might have Japanese writing on it, but it could have come from somewhere entirely different, actually, because the ocean currents just carry things all over the place.
There's trash around the beach, as could be said around most any beach. With the cleanups we've been doing lately, a lot of the volunteers have noticed how there's been less trash than normal, which I think is cool. There's obviously still trash.
I find a lot of garbage, you know, along the Great Highway here, which it seems might get out there, or maybe people would clean up better if they knew that there were bins that were available. Do you think the city could do more about this?
It's hard to say about whether more bins helps or not. It's true that they get full very quick out here at Ocean Beach, and we definitely send people actually along the pathway here to pick up stuff because it is going to eventually end up in the ocean if we don't catch it beforehand. I think that we need to do more about having clean up all over the city, really.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, I helped a group clean up the Tenderloin, and it took forever. It was terrible.
What do you think could be done to change people's attitudes about littering in the city?
Even just having trash cans around at available locations would be nice. You know, I would assume people would think to pack out what they pack in. But if there's even a trash can around, maybe even a recycling and a regular trash can, they might have the opportunity to be more conscious of the fact that there is trash. And even if they want to be good people and pick up other people's trash, I'm not saying they need to bring a bag every time they go to the beach, but if there's something on their way in or out from the beach, couldn't hurt to just toss it in the can right there.
At this point in the day, at the end of the scheduled beach cleanup, the beach is clean. I don't see any garbage on Ocean Beach anywhere. So the people who came out here earlier today and braved the incredible weather that we had, they did a good job.